Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting third. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Macioas reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Macioas scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Majeski moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris fires to first and has Sierra trapped. There's the throw to Suter, who tags Sierra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Majeski, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to third. Suter moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Macioas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimes is called out on strikes. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Suter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sierra bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sierra for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Sierra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sierra. Chapman moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 3 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Gene Handley pinch hits for Lum Harris. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Desodles moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.